Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning around about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. We say good morning, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soku, talk to me about a Cameroonian nurse who has apparently improved healthcare delivery in her community.
Well, the first thing, you know, I think many people think that should be, what nurses do is to improve healthcare in the communities. I mean, that's the mandate of a nurse, is that you're a healthcare professional. But what this 22-year-old girl has done is that when she was training to become a nurse, one of the things she saw in her local clinic or hospital was that the blood services were very low. So a little girl of the age of 5 years old died because they were not able to receive the necessary blood after having gone through an accident. And this is when she decided that instead of just, just being at a clinic, for example, or at a hospital, she'd actually want to do more. And what she did at the end of December 2017, she started an online blood bank in Cameroon, which basically connects hospitals and clinics to companies who actually collect blood. And she also does the marketing as well as driving the awareness campaigns in terms of people giving blood and making people, know why it's important. I think many people don't understand the need of giving blood. You know, we at some point or another in your life, you may need it, whether it be during labor for pregnant women, whether it be during accidents, for example, or people with blood conditions who may need donations as well. And this is what she tries to do. So at 22 years old, she saw this because, she's exposed to technology, YouTube, other campaigns, as we say, that the world has become so small that, you pick and choose ideas elsewhere and you apply them into your own context. And that's what she's done. And it's really helped many people, for example, who are not able to have transport services for the blood courier. She's now able to do so. And people are matched accordingly, properly, and she's actually created a directory where these blood banks are able to provide the necessary blood to the facilities that need it.
And we talk about blood donation in the African continent, Soku. As much as there's a lot of awareness that needs to be done, the whole conversation around blood and blood transfusions and taboo, we still need to have a lot of that conversation with people that there shouldn't be any stigma or taboo about blood donation or getting any blood.
Exactly. And I think many people still believe that you only need blood if you're in an accident, for example. But as I said, it could be something as natural as giving birth where you lose too much blood and you need a transfusion. And this is why we need to start having conversations without having the emotions behind it, because for medical reasons as well, if it's not a religious thing or a cult, sometimes I don't think it's always a religious thing. Sometimes it's just that you just don't know better. You didn't know that this is what it can do. This is how it benefits you even as well. And I think this is what needs to be spoken around, and just to show people that it is safe. I think people think maybe you inherit that person's aura or whatever they may be feeling. But when you understand that you're actually part of saving lives, because one day you might need it as well.
So good. Nonetheless, always wonderful hearing from you. We look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow morning, talking about things that matter to you. A very good morning to you. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their beautiful news, by the way, visit their website, www.africa.com.